Hello.
Hey Scott, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am okay. So, available? Is this a good time?
Excuse me?
Is this a good time?
Yeah.
Perfect. I'd like to discuss a few small things, if possible.
I missed that.
So, really bad, phone.
No, it's just, let me just bring the volume up. Okay, say that again.
I'm saying I wanted to discuss a few things.
Okay.
Okay, first off would be the books that you have sent to me. So I assume that at this time you want complete full-size pictures, right? I have both of them open.
Which book are you talking about?
Both the books now have complete full-size pictures, right?
Yeah, full-size pictures
This is
here.
what, these are the new books?
Yes, the new books that you
Oh.
sent me have full-sized images.
Yes, you said that it's easy for you to have full-size images.
Yeah, it is easier. What I wanted to confirm was that in some of the images, like in case for you believe I don't, some of the images cater to the gutter that is for 0.2, some images that don't. So do you want me to cater to the gutter or not?
I don't understand. It's such a bad. Can you quote
No,
the label?
the you want to know whether the bleed, if the bleeding into the gutter is an issue.
Yeah, because in some images you have done that, in some of the images you haven't. So I want to confirm what's the plan there.
No.
And the what he's asking is that did you send me the most recent copy of the of your
Yeah.
book?
And what's the problem?
Okay, let's see. So, what he wants to know with the full with a full color with this, there's going to be a bleed into the picture is going to go into the gutter, and it's going to disappear. Piece of the picture will disappear into the gutter.
Okay.
That's okay.
That's okay. Okay,
I don't
so
think there's a, I
then
don't
it's
think there's
complete
any
size.
place. I don't think there's any place on any of the images that would impede
Yeah,
the
that's what
image.
cause and effect. But if you do you have the latest file open, the one you sent me?
Oh, it will be, some will be.
Which one are you talking about? Well, this one could
You
be.
believe I don't.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
know.
no, but which image are
Happy
you?
birthday,
Okay,
maybe.
look at the first image. Look at just the first image and then move to the second image, okay? On the right-hand side of the image, you can see there in one image there's a gap and the other
Yeah,
there isn't a gap.
that the gap that's there is just from where the picture wasn't stretched to the gutter.
Yeah,
That's just an artifact
my
format.
point exactly. In some images there is a gap and in some images there isn't a gap. So that's
That's
my
just a
question.
format. All you have to do is, if you if it wasn't for some reason when it was transferred, it was, I just stretched the pictures out to fill in the gaps.
It's very
It's just a way that it's the way the
And I did it very well,
the
but when
doc
you
the
send.
document got the way the document got saved. The only thing I can say, I'm going through my copy now and I'm
Yeah.
seeing where the images are not fitting exactly on the page.
I
And that's
see.
just, they need a stretch, that's all. They just, if you highlight the if you h highlight the picture, there's a an ear on the right-hand side, a white square ear, and if you grab it and pull it, it'll fill in the page.
Yeah.
I
It's
do
just,
it.
that's not a major, that was not a design feature, that white bar.
No.
I think that's what you're asking, right?
It's when you
Yeah, is
send.
that is what I was asking.
Yeah, no, that's not a part of the design feature. That's
Okay.
just an artifact of how it was, how the one that was formatted, how it ended up being saved. It's like
Understood.
on the one with the boats, in the on the pond with the two rowers. There's a big gap at the bottom.
I stretched them so carefully from just border to border. But when you send, sometimes it's, I don't know, something. So
it's okay. I'll manage. No problem. You just wanted to confirm how you actually did that, so I have an idea of how we're going to do things. Okay. Second, you wanted to ask me about the form. So what do you want to know about the form?
You know, I don't know how to fill out the form about mass media. I would like them to be advertised on YouTube, on what else, on Facebook.
All the social media.
On social media. Do I have to be signed in and give you the information?
That is something for us. That's something for us because... In your current package, you have two platforms, okay, Facebook and Instagram. Those are the two marketing platforms that are there. I know they give you the option, but I'm not sure why they give it to you. I tried to ask them to remove that, but they don't, because that's something for us to fill every time, and they don't even let us mention that this is for office use, but yeah.
So what do I have to do?
You...
Sign in address and password.
You're on which form? Are you on marketing form, social media form?
I'm not on either form at the moment. You want me to bring up those forms?
Yeah, it's better so we can fill it out together. I'm here, we can fill them out.
Okay.
All right, let me find them.
Okay, you'll finish. It's
important
now.
I don't know where the damn things are. Sounds like it's in the vacuuming. You know, the twice yearly landlord is vacuuming, I guess. Anyway, where the hell was that? Where did I open those forms? Do you remember? Ah, here. The SMM form.
Okay, let's try the SMM form.
That's the one we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Social media management. That's the form we're talking about, correct?
Correct. I say correct. I know what you say.
Let me, okay, the social media form, we have client name, project duration. Okay.
So we have the client name, the project name, and... the package chosen, I don't know what that was called, but the amount I looked up was $35.97.50.
Yep.
What is project duration?
Project duration is the time that your marketing campaign will be run.
So what is the time?
For this, I assume that you do not have the contract at hand. Neither do I. Let me just check in and see.
I couldn't find a copy of the contract. I'm not sure it was even sent.
We bought the most.
Okay, you have 3 months of social media marketing. You have 3 months of social media marketing.
Right, 3 months. Since what time? Today, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
and then project objective.
Project objective would be the first three, because you can tick all four, because all four make sense for you. We are running Valentina as a brand, right?
Okay, and then is all this question about business.
Yeah, you can fill that to however you want. It can be, doesn't require too much information, should be minimal, because you're doing it as an individual, not as a business. So just name, email, phone number is also enough.
Her name, her email address, and her phone number.
Yeah, just those would be enough.
And our mailing address, it doesn't matter business. Our maybe home.
Yeah, for social media marketing, it does not matter.
So we're just going to put in her name.
Yeah.
So how do you feel? Sheldon. Not very good. You're just having to know.
Yeah, I can't do a lot about that, you know.
Business is first. Me is small letter.
I did it automatically.
Yeah. What else? You got
business phone number.
That's perfect.
I know.
You remember my phone number?
646.
Pretty sure you remember it.
659-8676.
He knows everything, all my secrets in my computer, but he doesn't give me a chance to get to know the anything from his computer. Right?
No, you have some of my laundry.
No, I don't.
Okay.
eBay or Amazon? Christy, you that you live in Christy. Yeah.
I know. You know.
No, I don't know.
Mailing address. I wonder why it does that, why it puts in a double space.
Okay, let's go on. We'll finish.
No,
we'll
finish this.
You can skip out the mailing address, location, website,
yeah,
and all that.
Business location, business website, business working hours, business category. We don't need any of that, right?
Yeah, we don't need any of that. You can also skip the existing social media platforms because you don't have any. This is basically for someone who already had existing marketing going on and wanted us to take over.
Right.
Since you don't have anything going on, you can just skip that. Now, going down the next page, you have Facebook and Instagram as part of your marketing campaign.
Okay.
And I have Twitter. I have
No, this
LinkedIn.
Is what they're trying to do.
Yeah, okay.
Target location, United States and territories, right?
Yeah.
Target audience. Now, this gets to be an interesting issue because the target audience for kids' books is typically parents and grandparents, not kids, certainly not in the 7 to 10 age group.
Yeah.
Yesterday,
what we did was target audience, both male and female.
Can I insert one word? Yesterday, there was a new book on not a new book, an old book. Cut notes. I don't know even what kind of book. And it was written, the audience is 10 years old. And one woman bought a book and wrote, put one star and wrote a very bad review that the age is not correct. Remember? The age must be from 7 to 8 or something else. So I'm just thinking if my audience is okay.
Valentina, you always have to keep in mind there will always be some idiot who will leave a bad review.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And 7
you don't
to
have
10,
to cater to every review.
It will not satisfy all interests. Now, because people don't do anything, but they want other people to do everything for them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
All right, mention keywords or online interests that best represent your audience. And I wrote in parents of elementary school children and their children.
Perfect. That's fine.
Okay. So,
perfect.
But I coming up with a unique selling point was, you know, an old advertising guy that I am. I didn't put a whole lot of time into thinking it out. So I don't know what
you can
the
skip
USC
that. You can skip that. Basically, the thing is, the reason we have an extensive form because sometimes we have business clients as well. Since you guys are working on individual level, most business clients usually have a strategy set and they want us to use that strategy. Thus, we have a lot of information going on over here. For individual levels, you don't have to fill out a lot of, you know, unique selling points or stuff like that because sometimes people don't just come to us to advertise a book. Sometimes they want to advertise a brand as a whole. So, plus the unique center point and everything like that.
Okay.
Otherwise, you can leave.
Are there any topics, websites, information, or keywords that you do not want us to use? Well, you know, I think you probably are not going to use some of the negative stuff anyway.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that specifically comes to mind, you know.
You can just leave it as blank. any additional comments in which you can write the specific, you know, kind of target that you're looking for, that we want to target parents and schools, and not just, you know, be specific to children. It should be more directed towards the parents of those children and, you know, the schools that may opt them.
Maybe my morals are not very good for American children. I was writing just partially what I experienced and partially what I experienced in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So here children live in quite different environment. They live in Star Wars, in this characters with big ears and pig's noses. But my book is down to earth, and it teaches just morals, how to help each other, how to make friends, how to keep friendship. You know, everything is very natural,
yeah.
What is going
yeah.
on in our lives. So do we have to write this in additional comments?
You don't have to write all of that. That would be your, what you have just said would be rather the your unique selling point rather than the additional comment.
Okay. How to write it?
You can just write down the target. You can, in additional comments, you can just write about the specific target audience that you're looking for. Okay.
Could they write that the book
explain,
is
explain that the parents are
that,
basically
yeah,
parents
and
yeah.
that the book is very important for parents to have a good guidance for their children, how
yep.
to
yep.
keep friendship. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course, we must start from the parents. Everything must start in this country
so
from
that,
the parents.
So you get, so that one will, we can finish up that one, then you want us to send this form.
Yeah, you want, yeah, just send the form and I'll get things started on this, okay?
Okay,
aside
now,
from that, there should
now
be
the
a marketing
other one,
form as well.
She sent you another form also, I believe.
Yes, and that's about that book, Eddie, right?
Yes.
The book marketing services questionnaire?
Yeah.
That's
because we
really
have to write articles as well. This is basically for the article public and article writing and stuff like that. So this requires a slightly different amount of information. Because there are different teams. One is a content writing team. The other is for social media marketing. Both seem similar, but they're completely different in nature. So they're two different teams.
Did you fill out this?
Yeah, I fill out.
I don't have a copy of what you said.
I will ask then if when children read, then you write just a couple of words. What I did not write correctly. Maybe I did not.
You have her. You have the one she sent you.
I don't think she sent me a marketing form.
Book marketing services questionnaire.
Let me
see.
I'm searching Val's emails.
I send you.
Okay, project. I do not have that.
Cool.
So send it off.
Yeah, I don't have it.
I got a quick question for you. A couple of
sure.
quick questions for you. One has to do with Amazon.
Uh-huh.
And I went into Amazon. I went into the account side of it to see what was going on. And I went to reports
uh-huh.
to look at what the royalty payment has
uh-huh.
been made. And the royalty payment that the royalty payment that has this marked here is $2.89 or something like that.
Correct.
But it should be a 70% royalty on a $12.99 book, not a 30% royalty.
Wait, $12.99 is the paperback.
Paperback.
Right? Yeah, for paperback, if I remind you correctly. So 70% stands for ebooks, okay? For your paperbacks.
Oh, the e-books are 70%?
Yes, for the paperbacks, it's 60-40. And how Amazon tricks you that way, it does say 60-40. However, when it comes to printing costs, it does not take it out from its own 40%. It takes the printing cost out of your 60% royalty. So you have to bear the printing cost.
Yeah, but that's, but the, again, if I look at it, if I look at, do we have any idea what, do they break down what the printing costs are? So you have an idea of what they're doing? Because what it end up with, if I look at, if I run a quick calculation on this, I think 12, well, hold on a second, Sheldon. No, yeah. All right. $7.79 is what 60% of a $12.99 sale is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what they paid was
$2 and something.
$2 and change on the book. So, it, is the printing cost $5 a book?
Yes, it is, because you have, you are in a premium color.
$2.81 is what the royalty is, which is less than 30%.
Yes.
Okay.
That depends on the, like, the thing is, because you are using premium printing, the cost is comparatively up. Otherwise, for, like, black and white, like, for 250 pages. I'm just letting you know. So
what
I know
the upfront costs are, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Because when I saw 281, I also had it mixed up on the royalties on between the EPUB and the paperback.
Yeah.
But that, I remember reading about the printing costs coming out of it as well. But I didn't recall their numbers.
It's a fairly recent change. Originally they used to minus it from the whole amount, then divide royalties. Now they like divide royalties then subtract it from your amount. So.
Yeah, well, whatever's going to increase their income is what it's all about anyway.
Yep.
The other thing has to do with Barnes & Noble. And getting in to look at what's going on there has been has not been an easy thing to do. Now, let me see if I have that. Do you know what the link is to the account there?
I don't think I have a link at hand.
Let me see if I have it on my book selling and formatting chart.
Did you give some talk to the website, by the way?
No, haven't had a chance to do that. Need to. I'll talk to my son-in-law tonight about it.
Okay.
I've been occupied on some other things. You spoke to him about putting up a web.
Why do I have to ask if I can talk to Sheldon?
No, that, because Sheldon is not somebody who builds websites, and Vossel is.
We do.
So just let me deal with that.
We do build website, by the way, Scott.
Yeah, I know you do, but I have somebody also who's ran a company doing it, so let me talk to them first.
Sure.
If it's not going to cost me anything to have somebody build a website, then that's what I'm going to do. And I own the domains. I have 25 domains, so I can just, and I've already, there's five of them, any one of the five that I can use. You know, the artsarchive.com, and then I have .biz, and I captured all of them years ago.
Scott, Scott, I have a question. You're using the Arts Archive Press. However, the brand shouldn't the brand come under Valentina's name?
Which?
The current books that we're going to sell should be under Valentina's name. So having the Arts Archive
They're under Valentina's name, but being marketed on the website, why? You're saying it should be ValentinaBondarenko.com?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
Why not a good idea?
Because it's not a good idea to create a website with your personal name. That's why.
Why don't they have it the right?
How
it's very common for authors to do that. It's very common for authors to do that nowadays.
So I'll talk with my son-in-law and tell you immediately.
It's common for authors to use their names for books?
Yeah.
Or websites?
For websites as well. They use complete names for their websites. Most of our clients who come here, when they go for a website, they use their own name unless they have a pen name.
Well, I just bought some books from Lydia Sherry. And she has a website, so let me see what she calls hers.
Did you get my email?
Yes, I have your email for the questionnaire.
So,
yeah, so she uses her name, LydiaSherry.com.
Yeah.
Well, that's
surprising.
I didn't realize that. It's not a security thing. That's you know. Okay.
Yes,
so you're saying
it's not a problem. It's so common.
We should build a website using her name. ValentinaBondarenko.com.
Yeah, like the reason why I was talking about building the website is because we specialize in making author websites. Because those are mostly the websites that we make.
What's the cost involved?
Kind of depends on the template that you select. That's why if you want to go into that, I can present you a list of templates today. You can give it a look, and then you can get back to me. Okay, I want to decide on this. Then I'll see what cost I can do for you on it.
Send me a proposal on putting together a website using her name, and because cost is the issue for building a website.
Yeah.
You know, and for me to get another domain is no big deal. I can license the domain in a heartbeat. I can do it this afternoon, and you know, like with my ISBN numbers. So, but I'm more concerned about the building of the website, what the costs are involved in that, because they're all over the place, depending upon who's doing it and how they're doing it.
Yeah, it depends on what you're using, how, because like if you go to React's expensive, but if you go to WordPress or generic ones, they're, you know, more economical. It depends on what level
software
you want to use.
Where do you normally host it from?
We have our own affiliate. We can, if you want to host through us, you can use our hosting domains. Otherwise, if you want to get one yourself, you can also do that.
Yeah, no, but who's the hosting company? That's really what I'm asking.
I think we have quite a few affiliates. I'll have to confirm which affiliates we're using these days.
Okay, so if you can send me a proposal on what you're suggesting for her to have a website to post her books on and run it that way, then that'll give me something to look at and to figure out.
Perfect, because the thing is, the reason why I actually mentioned the website was because you guys already have, you know, you already have editing or maintenance of the website or SE optimization as well. So, but you don't have website creation. So if you have website creation, then while we're creating your website, they'll also be running SEO to optimize the website to come higher up on search engines. So it's like an added service. Okay? So let me develop a proposal for you today and send it to you. Okay?
Okay. And I wanted you to look through this questionnaire. I don't know, maybe I did something wrong.
Yeah, I am actually going through the questionnaire. So where it goes?
I sent you just now.
Yeah, I have it. Okay, here we go. Okay, total page count, show, and other children's. Okay.
Did you change your packages?
Us?
Did Gnome change their packages?
Yes.
Well,
how
do we compare the package that we bought with what they're showing now? As for the money I'm looking at here, there's one, this bestseller package has got, you know, that's the kind of money that I laid out. And that's got a free author website on it, free expert book review. It's got a whole bunch of distribution channels. And and all of that. And the fire starter is way less money, and that's the one that it sounds like is what we're dealing with now, distribution through publishing on Amazon, Kindle, CreateSpace, and Barnes & Noble, Lulu.
You guys have a pretty good package. You remember? I don't think you have that email, but let me see, actually. Did I send it to you?
I never got a contract email. That's one of the things that I was looking for, one that did defined exactly what I paid for.
Okay. I sent you an email with everything you have in the package.
You sent me the email.
I sent it to you and Valentina as well on the, I think,
all right, let me
7th.
Look it. Let me look it up.
It's telling you everything about the email blast, the press releases, social media paid campaign, blogs, articles, library distribution.
What was the date you sent it?
I think it would be the 7th. And 6 days ago.
September 7th?
Yeah, 6 days ago, I think. What would be 6 days ago? Yeah, that would be the 7th.
This is Barnes & Noble. It's an email about Barnes & Noble. Marketing plan. On the marketing plan. Yeah, but that's the thing that I can't find that I never, I don't believe I was ever sent, was a receipt detailing exactly what I spent money on.
Really?
I never got anything that had, there should be I'm not sure what name it was sent under, because I was getting names from Daniel Garcia, I was getting it from Lisa Taylor, there was no central name. So when I do a search of my email, I'm not sure what I'm looking at. So I went back and looked at the dates, and the dates don't give me anything that confirms what I actually spent money on.
That's odd. That's when Valentina signed up with me for the extra books, I sent her a quick receipt. If you want a full developed contract, I can get that done for the marketing, and I assume we should have it in
back end. If you can get them to send me the original book contract that I paid for, and all of the details and what goes on that, so I have everything in one document in front of me.
Sure.
That would be helpful, because I've been going through all these different emails trying to put together. That's how I came up with that number. It took me like a half hour going through emails to find out what the actual costs were, and I wasn't able to get it from any materials. I had to go to my credit card account and put it together from my credit card account.
Ah, I see. By the way, just letting you know, Scott, the prices that you are seeing right now on the website, at this time we're running 50% off, something I just confirmed, which is why the prices would be a lot lower.
The reason I raised the question is because what I'm seeing is not what I remembered from signing up for.
We revise our packages every 6 months. Every 6 months our packages are revised.
Well, then this creates a bigger question for me then, in terms of the total cost and what we get in those packages.
In terms of publishing a book, Elisa said 3 weeks is a term.
So I need to
understand, but
no, well, let me.
Yeah.
So this is saying the marketing plan, but that's the marketing plan. I need to know what the total, everything was that I paid for.
Sure. I'll look it up. I'll look it up and I'll get it done. Okay, you'll have the package. It'll take some time for me to do that.
And the other thing, too, is that you're showing that, this is the marketing plan. But the publishing plan that you're showing, and when I look at the bestseller plan and the amount of money on the bestseller plan, and when I signed up, and there was a deal going. I'm looking at a lot more stuff being provided to the bestseller package for the kind of money I paid for the package that we signed up for. That's why I'm raising the question.
Let me open it up. I haven't opened the website in quite some time. Let me see what's going on. I'm not 100% updated with the package. Well, let me see, because I don't usually deal in packages because I do my own personal thing. So I'm not sure what's being sold right now. So let me check. Okay, sure.
I can go back and I have a transcript from when I was talking to Daniel about it and all the packages he was describing and what I agreed to on that. And that's why I'm concerned about what's being offered. You know, we talked this bestseller package offers an author's website as part of the package, free author website.
Well,
it seems to me that that should have been part of the package that we had, given the amount of money I laid out with the deal.
I don't think we were doing websites back, you should have said February. We were doing website, but I don't think it was offered at that time in the packages. Let me see, because I'm trying to find the package. Where is it? Give me just a second.
Sure.
Scott?
Yeah.
Where are you looking up the packages? Like, where are you getting the cost of?
Which packages are you talking about? Your new ones?
Yeah, where are you finding them? I can't find them.
I'm at gnomebookwriting.com.
Uh-huh. And then you went where?
I'm on the lead page, Stories That Become Bestsellers.
Okay.
GnomeBookWriting.com, publishing packages is the page I'm on.
Why can't I find that page? A process.
I can send you the link.
Yeah, send me the link so I can find it.
Tell me to send it by message.
I think email would be better right now because I'm.
Okay, so what? It goes to your. Goes to your GNOME email address?
Yeah, you can just send them a GNOME email. Yeah, that's fine. Because I don't think we have packages anymore on the website. They did a full revamp on the website, and I think they removed general packages. They went to a get a quote depending on your requirement kind of system.
Okay, I just sent it to you. I'm looking at it. GNOME Book Writing. And it has here GNOME's Ghostwriting Packages.
GNOME Ghostwriting Packages. Okay. Because what I'm getting from my guys is that they're saying there shouldn't be any package anymore available on the website. So I'm very confused as to how you have that.
I'm looking at it.
Send me the link. If that is there, that's probably an old one that should have been, you know, old section of the website that should have been removed but still there somehow. Fortunately, like you spotted a bug.
Does the name Ray Alvarez have any relationship to your company?
Ray Alvarez,
customer support.
I'm not sure who is in customer support. I don't know the guys in customer support. Let me check in who's in customer support. You gave the name Ray Alvarez, right?
Alvarez, yeah.
Okay, let me
There was a chat that popped up.
Okay, give me just a second.
that package here, what the size? I'm just trying to remember.
Well, I can go back and look at it. I've got that. Daniel, I can go and look up Daniel Garcia. And he's the one that laid it all out, all the packages.
Packages. Not two, three.
Premium marketing. Author website editing.
Yeah.
Yep. Maintenance of author website.
So, we have it. Okay.
No, when he comes back, he's checking something out now. So, do you want to write some stuff? We want to write some stuff in here, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so I don't need to.
So we do have a realtors. Yeah.
Okay, and I just looked up Daniel Garcia's email to me in February,
mm-hmm.
and under the premium marketing bundle, it has author website editing, maintenance of author website, SED optimization of the website, SEO optimization, SEO search analysis.
Yeah.
That's part of the premium marketing bundle. So, I'm just raising the question about what's available. You know, what did you find out about the website?
The stuff right
there now, the packages that are showing.
So I have a free website.
Yeah, I asked those guys as well. They're saying they shouldn't be a package showing up.
Okay.
So that's why I want the link. Can you send it to me an email?
I sent it to you in an email.
Okay, let me check. Because that should have been something that should be removed.
Well, he must be linked into it because when I brought this page up, Alvarez hit the chat.
This is one of the old pages that I seem to haven't been taken down. This is the old website page because if you just write gnomebookwriting.com, you'll see a completely different revamped website. This is one of the old pages that hasn't been taken down.
That's still very old
packages. Yeah. No, the chat is linked to the website. That's why automatically it's going to pop up every time. That's a live service, but this shouldn't be happening. I am very glad you have given this to me. Because I'll get into this and get this checked. If you just write gnomebookwriting.com, you'll see something very different now. We revamped this website 4 months ago. I'm not sure why you're seeing this and how this still went through. Aside from that...
You're not doing packages anymore? Is that the idea?
Yeah, the idea is to just provide us what you require, and according to that, you get a quote depending on what's your requirement rather than just talking packages because we offer a lot more now. So it's a wide spectrum of services now compared to how we used to do things. We had a very huge revamp during... from June to August. A lot of things have changed.
Things are not going on very well.
They're going much better. They're going much better now. That's why we designed the whole website design. If you just write notebook writing, you'll see a much more, better looking website now. Because we started doing our own website designs, thus we have our own guys now, which... Originally, the old website was designed from a different company. This one was designed by us and our own guys, which looks a lot cleaner.
Okay, so Sheldon, so do I have? I will have my website.
That I'll have to check
in.
As I said, I'll have to check in with the old contract. Okay, I'll have to go to compliance and pull out your contract in order to do that. Okay. So let me get in touch. Yeah. I'll have to confirm because the package detail that I have at my hand doesn't show me a website. So I'll have to confirm could be on, you know, a typo on our end, could be a typo on the email Daniel's end. I'll have to confirm from my compliance, okay, because I don't have the physical copy.
I'll tell you what, why don't I forward to you the email, because not only do I have this email, but I have the chat transcripts that we talked about where we discussed all these packages, including the deal that was made.
Perfect. You can send it to me because, like, Daniel Garcia is no longer with us. So
No. He's not. This is from Daniel Garcia.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Daniel Garcia is no longer with us. He left a while back.
Well, this is back in February that we put the deal together. So
yeah, exactly. So just send it to me. That's why I'll pull out everything that's available.
There was another Daniel.
That's Mr. McCain.
Oh, I mean the deal, Daniel McCain. What was his involvement?
So, is this email from Garcia or McCain?
This is the email from Garcia.
So Garcia is no longer with us. McCain is the strategist, yeah.
Garcia is who the one is the person we made the deal with.
Yeah, the sales guy.
I have the transcript of that whole conversation as well.
Sure. Just send me the email in which he coded the package. Okay.
I did.
Perfect.
Just forwarded that to you.
Let me get in touch with my compliance, and then I'll see what we can do about this, okay?
Okay.
Give me a bit, and we'll talk on this. If it's
okay,
the package, we'll do that. Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, is I need to understand what's going on with Barnes & Noble.
Okay, tell me what's going on in Barnes & Noble.
Well, first of all, I've logged into the site now, and where's it going to be? Projects? Is it going to be under projects?
You have vendor account.
Where's vendor account? Vendor account. See, it's not there.
Oh yes, you were talking about changing.
Here we are. Vendor account. Now, when I looked up the book on. They had, well, it's a minor thing. They had a 59 pages, not 60 pages. But I want to know what the status is on the Barnes & Noble. Are they printing the books?
Yes, they print. They're completely similar to Amazon. Yeah, they print them by themselves. That's all in-house printing.
So if I go to shop, bnn.com, and I look up the book, should be both of the books should be there?
Yep. But if you want to order the book, you should order author copies. Don't just, you know, directly buy the book.
Right. So here's the paperback is there, and the e-book is there, okay? Mm-hmm. So, and you can't review the paperback.
Yes, on Barnes & Noble, you can't.
Okay,
so
that explains that. So,
exercise?
A person, that's a different issue. Right now, let me just find it. Unavailable for pickup. Right, now I looked at something else on here where it talked about the details, but that's a minor issue, the details. Overview. Product detail has my it's the paperback.
Yeah. What about it?
It's the wrong ISBN number.
Huh?
That's listed.
That should
for the paperback.
That wouldn't even
the ISBN number.
It wouldn't verify it.
It's the EPUB. Version is what the ISBN number that's there is what's listed. And under the EPUB, there is no ISBN number listed. There's their particular.
You can't list, usually can't list ISBNs for ebook. Even if you give an ISBN, it won't be listed out for the ebook. It's just a back end for yourself. Normally, people don't even get an ISBN for the ebooks. It's not a very big problem. If you have it for the paperback,
anyway,
you automatically have rights over the ebook.
The the ISBN 13 that's listed there is the ebook ISBN number, not the paperback ISBN number.
Okay. I'll confirm
that. Should be
that.
Just
now,
a
that's
minor
a problem.
Change.
I'll get it changed. Yeah, it's a minor problem, but I'll get it changed if that's the issue. Let me check in and find what I've highlighted here.
I think it was Amazon. I think Amazon had the product details listed. The paperback is 59 pages, not 60 pages. It's not a big deal, but I just...
It's an auto count. It's an auto count done by Amazon. It's not something we can change.
They counted? How did they count?
It's their own system that counts.
There's no way you could have a paperback of 59 pages.
I'm not sure.
Everything's got to be an even number. Unless it's perfect bound, then you can stick in odd numbered pages. Did I lose you? I think
Hello?
Sheldon.
Hello.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. You just seemed to disappear there for a minute.
That's odd. I was talking for the last minute.
Yeah, no, it was absolutely quiet.
That's odd.
It's AT&T.
Yeah.
I go through this with these people a lot. We're right in the middle of a conversation, and everything will just go quiet. Not disconnected, but you can't hear.
I could hear you, but Jim, you couldn't hear me, so that's odd.
Yeah, that's AT&T.
Oh. What can you do? From what I heard, Spectrum is better.
Okay, so it's up and running on Barnes & Noble now, both issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up and running on Amazon.
Yep.
All right, now what about the other? Are there other platforms? I thought there were other platforms.
Yes, there are other platforms, and they'll be done in pieces. Right now, my main guy who was doing the publishing took a slight off, so that's slightly delayed. I'd rather get the publishing done by the same person so it's done right. So the other platforms would automatically be done. He should be back next week, so we'll get all of those done in tandem, okay?
Okay. So now you're gonna send me you're gonna find out about the information on the package.
Yep.
You're gonna send me a copy of what I paid for, and you're also gonna let us know about the website.
If the website is not included in the package, I'll send you the details of that as well. If it's included, then we'll just go for the website. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
And one more question.
Sure.
So we made completely the books. Yeah, Scotty made the back covers.
Yeah.
We chose the colors, everything on both books. So
yes,
to make your life easier.
Okay,
so you look through this questionnaire. If something you write to me, just in message, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
On that, on the question, on the one questionnaire, what we're going to do is Valentina's going to fill in the comment section on the other one. And we'll send that out, you know, later today.
Perfect. No problem.
And we have to go. Today's her birthday, so we're going to celebrate.
Today's Valentina's birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday. Why didn't you tell me before?
Well, actually, she's walked away from the phone now, so.
You can wish her from my end. You can wish her from mine. She did tell me her birthday was coming up. I didn't know exactly when. How old
today
is
the day. Ooh. We're not supposed to reveal those things. 70.
No, she told me an age. I can't recall him. I have really bad memory. I think it's a complete number. She's 160 or was it 70?
70,
yeah. I remember my last conversation. She told me her birthday was coming, and she was turning 70. I was like, wow.
She's here now. You can wish her a happy birthday.
And you always...
Happy birthday, Valentina.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're late.
Okay,
guys.
Set now?
Enjoy your day. I'll send the details, and you can look into
it. Okay.
Just go out and have fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.